you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of June Griffin. And June has an interesting story to tell about her effort to keep the ACLU, that's the Anti-Christian Lawyers Union, the ACLU, the Anti-Christian Lawyers Union, from certainly buffaloing a government agency. And, of course, what these people do, and remember, these are part of the effort to destroy Christianity in America. It was the Masons who took God and prayer out of our schools. And certainly the ACLU ties into this whole network that I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, intent upon destroying the Judeo-Christian foundation of this country. And what they do is they bring suit against various government agencies, and if they try to fight them, why, of course, then they go to a trial, and the other side, ACLU, the Anti-Christian Lawyers Union, usually wins, and as a result of this, then the government agency has to, or individual has to pay the legal fees of the ACLU, and the ACLU lawyers are fat and happy, and they continue doing this, bringing wreckage all throughout our country. Well, they got into a little trouble when they went after June. So, June, why don't you tell our listeners who you are and what happened?
Well, I am a United States taxpayer. I live in Dayton, Tennessee, and I'm a culture war veteran, I guess you might say, if for lack of a better term. We've been involved in these various contests with everything from the ACLU to the we recently put up a billboard down here, the citizens of Dayton did, when the Freedom from Religion wanted to celebrate Darwin's birthday. I live in the county where the ACLU was whipped in 1925 over the matter of creation. They didn't like us teaching that evolution was a lie and that you couldn't teach about it. So we won that case back there in 1925. Well, this year, the ACLU, or these Freedom from Religion Foundation, they call themselves, they put up a billboard in South Dayton and to celebrate Darwin's birthday. So the people, I gathered up some money from different citizens here, and we put up a billboard that says evolutionists come from monkeys. And we had another billboard with a World War II poster, which was an official government poster from World War II sent to us by a World War II veteran. And it showed this arm with a Nazi emblem on its sleeve stabbing the Bible. And it said, this is the enemy. This was a government poster. So we had two billboards against those kind of people to just give you some of the things we like to carry out. And about, several weeks ago, I heard that the ACLU was suing Knox and Davidson County. That's Knoxville and Nashville, Tennessee, city school board libraries, or county school board libraries, because the counties had blocked pornographic websites, and they would not let these horrible pictures come into their students' library. Well, of course, the ACLU didn't like that because they don't like anybody telling them that they can't just run things. And they sued, and I was impressed to file an intervener suit as a citizen. And it ultimately came to be called a counter-complaint. And I had certain objections to this which I filed a nice pile of papers, which is paper world we're in, and I objected to the fact that they were doing this heinous thing to corrupt the minds of the young people who are already corrupted enough, and that they, under Title 42 USC 1988, would collect their legal fees from tax dollars. And they collected $459,000, robbing the people of Alabama of the Ten Commandments. And that money came out of your taxes, the local taxes. And in our county, they walked off with $30,000 and our right to have a little simple prayer and Bible reading. And they have gone across the country, helped themselves to this larder. And so my objection had to do with that. And also, I filed with the paperwork a little booklet that was produced by the American Legion. And the American Legion, in 2004, in Nashville Convention, to 3.5 million American veterans, they adopted a resolution to put a stop to this robbery under that 42 USC 1988. I'm so proud of them because I belong to a number of patriotic organizations, the DAR, Daughters of Colonial Wars, several others, and this is the only organization that has officially gone on attack against the ACLU, and so I'm very proud of them. I'm a member of the Auxiliary, and their name will be preserved forever. As a matter of fact, they adopted the motto, God and country forever, surrender to the ACLU never. So I entered all that and that little booklet that told all about this, and of course the Judge Haynes, he got a copy. This is a federal case. It's in the Middle District, which is seated in Nashville. And this judge allowed my intervention, which I counted to be a great blessing, and he got to listen to all that I had to say. I also argued that because of the ACLU et al., special interest attorneys, we had been forced for years to knuckle down to them. But as a result of this force, this tyranny, the states were having to pass sovereignty amendments to regain their 9th and 10th rights back, the 9th and 10th amendments to the Bill of Rights. And I entered into that why should we have to go to all the trouble to get our legislature to say we have a Bill of Rights? One of the projects that we have carried out of this house has to do with the Bill of Rights in that we have an annual Bill of Rights banquet December the 15th, which is the anniversary of the ratification of the Bill of Rights.
Well, June, before you go, what happened when the judge heard your pleadings, and what did he decide?
I asked for the case to be dismissed. Right away, the two lawyers from Nashville and Knoxville were scared half to death, and so they started trying to negotiate. They agreed, the counties did, and I don't know all the terms of this, but the agreement was that they would not be allowed to take the worst stuff in there. The case was dismissed, and the ACLU was, it was ordered that they would pay their own legal fees. I also asked for, 10 years prison sentence under Title 18 for a co-conspiracy against rights, which they are guilty of this, and the judge hasn't ruled on that yet. But I want them in jail. I want them to have to pay back all these counties. Yesterday I filed a request that they have to come under the penalty of that Title 18. I believe it's Section 241.
Well, now, June, how did you learn how to appeal? How did you learn all the information you know about the legal system? Because, of course, this whole thing intimidates most people. How did you learn about this and get started actually filing appeals and making arguments?
Well, kind of by just a consequence of some real wrath that I had when my mother died, and we faced the IRS, and the estate attorney, when the IRS came in and tried to rob her estate, I said, nothing doing. And the estate attorney backed out. He said, I'm not going to face the IRS. So my husband, being a paralegal, and we waited into
hold
all
on,
those
hold
rules.
That, hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with June Griffin. A very good.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iOtterol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Detoxify. You are constantly reminded how important Detoxify is to cleanse your body of dangerous toxins. You are also being reminded that it's important to detoxify safely, and not all products will provide safe and effective results. It's time to clear the air and clear your body with safe and effective Keeler Max. With the help of Nutriodine, Keeler Max will help your body to remove heavy metals, toxins, and chemicals. The liquid zeolite formula, Humic, helps to remove chemicals, toxins, and fluoride, bromine, and chloride. Add Malignablot to stimulate these to detox and anti-cancer protection. Green Tea Supreme to bind ionic toxins and protecting DNA and membranes. And Nutritrala to recycle all fat and water-soluble antioxidant cellular protection enzymes and molecules. Keeler Max and Dr. Bill's Oral Detox is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We're talking about June Griffin, who's actually taken the ACLU to court and actually defeated them. And certainly they ended up having to pay their own owner of legal fees. Not only that, but she's asking for a criminal citation against these people for criminal conspiracy. And I believe this is what we have to do, because these people are part of a criminal conspiracy. I think they ought to go after them under the RICO statutes. They're part of a cabal that is interested in destroying the Christian foundation of this country. And the reason, of course, that the Supreme Court took God and prayer out of our schools, nobody will tell you, but you can actually go up on the internet and simply look up Supreme Court and Masons, and you'll find the Masons control the United States Supreme Court in majorities of 5-4 to 8-1 during that 30-year period between 1941 and 1971, when they took God and prayer out of our schools and laid the foundation for taking the Ten Commandments down and destroying the foundation of this country. And the Masons who did that knew exactly what they're doing, because they worship a different God. Well, anyway, of course, June has taken them on, and she was telling us how she got involved in this, and apparently somebody, the IRS, was coming after her mother's estates. You pick up the story there, June.
Well, a little bit complicated, but I won't, you know, try to simplify it. But at any rate, the lawyer who was the estate attorney, he said he's not going to fight the IRS. His lawyers are scared to death the IRS. And so my husband being a paralegal, and we started getting out books. And as a matter of fact, I like to show the providence of God in everything that we do. And he was at a library book sale in the mall, and he found for 50 cents the federal case that was a precedent that we used. I sued through the tax court, and that was in 77. And we finally, in 1983, after all this litigation and going back and forth, and I did file a motion for a fair and impartial hearing not to be tried by any member of any secret order, whether or not the Columbus, the Masonic Lodge, because I said we have been Nazarenes, and we were not allowed to be a member of that, and I was afraid that they might be prejudiced against us. So they brought a woman down to try me all the way to Knoxville, and it was very interesting. As a result of that case, every person in the United States, the deduction was increased on their estate from $60,000 to $600,000. And from 1984, these court cases make policy. Once you enter into these court cases, that's what determines policy. And so the government then, Congress, changed the law in the code so that every person gets now $540,000 more deduction than they would have when my mother died. So that when my father-in-law died, we came into the farm tax-free.
Well, and basically, what you actually did, you filed. How did you go to that and say, I don't want a lawyer, find me a judge who is either a member of the Knights of Columbus or the Mason.
Or
now,
whatever.
That's a very important thing, because certainly you can't get a fair trial in the United States if your judge is a Mason. And certainly we know that the Masons, you know, sworn oaths to protect one another, mm-hmm. even if they're guilty of murder and treason. And, of course, it's been known a generation ago, the danger of Masonry, and that you could not have a free society when you had free societies with their people planted at every level of government. That must have been really quite an accomplishment to be able to shake them up. And obviously they didn't have any local judges who were not part of a secret society. They wouldn't have brought somebody from without.
Oh, well, I mean, it was a federal case. It was in the IRS tax court, and it's interesting that the tax court had to bring a woman down. She said, I've never tried a case in Knoxville before. She was flown down for this special case. So the Lord was in all that, and we got the deduction increased, and it was satisfying to me, because what we do for the Lord in the United States, and I wasn't the only one that benefited. So I was very grateful to God for that victory, and in doing so, we learned a lot of how to maneuver through the courts and to get these things entered.
Well, do you teach people how to do that? Do you have any sort of books or syllabuses or things like that?
No, I don't have anything. I'll be glad to help anybody with what, you know, little knowledge I have. But, no, I've never produced anything. I want to have piles of court cases. For instance, back in 2004, the ACLU and 17 other left-wing attorneys, various American Psychiatric Union, American Social Workers Union, and other left-wing organizations sued our state to take away our laws against sodomy, to decriminalize sodomy. And so I entered an intervener in that case as a taxpayer to represent God in the Bible for Tennessee. The state of Tennessee said they would not represent God in the Bible, which is the foundation of our Tennessee Constitution. And at that point, I'll just tell you that all kinds of Christian lawyers showed up, but we discovered that they wanted $10,000 apiece expert witness testimony out of the state treasury, and I said, nothing doing. You are not going to do this. If you're going to defend God in the Bible, you're going to do it just like I'm doing it, out of the pure love of your own pocketbook. So they all left. And it was a very impressive case, one of the biggest cases we've ever had in Tennessee, besides the evolution trial. And the only person that was there on our side was a friend from Pennsylvania and myself to represent the whole history of liberty from this heinous crime. I filed massive paperwork, and I told the judges as I was standing there, my friend pointed out that there was the Ten Commandments were in the light fixture over their head. And Jesus said, woe to them that that stone fall on them. If you fall on that stone, you'll be saved. And also I discovered during the process of filing all this paperwork, and I give credit to the Lord again, to ask whether you could be a criminal and get on TennCare, which is a Tennessee form of socialized medicine is what it amounts to. And sure enough, they had to decriminalize sodomy for these perverts to get on TennCare because you couldn't be a criminal, which it was criminal before. So that's what all this to do with sodomy is. But that experience, I wouldn't take anything for it, although it broke my heart to think that we were in a position to where we're even talking about this subject. And so that was another case that just providentially, I'm not anybody as far as, you know, accolades and degrees and all that. I graduated from Central High School in 1960 in a time when you graduated from school in Tennessee, you had a college education. And if you, only reason you need to go to college is if you want to be a doctor or maybe, you know, some specialist. But you had good education when you got out.
Well, what a tragedy is, there's been an organized effort intentionally done by the National Education Association, the ACLU, and their friends to dumb down our children, and they've done a great job of it. It's about time that the people of America got involved. It's about time
exactly.
We took America back. We're going to be back in just a moment with June, and we'll welcome your calls here at Genesis.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. Our guest is June Griffin. Our telephone number, if you're out there in the audience, you have a question for June, is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And June is obviously a very gutsy individual, totally dedicated to trying to preserve our nation. And people say, oh, well, what can I do? I'm just one little person, nothing I can do. Well, everybody is just one little person. I am. Certainly we did what we did, set up a radio network on our own because we care about America.
Right.
Go right ahead.
That's good. Americans are different. We're not like other countries. We keep getting compared to this and that and the other, but, you know, the Lord made us kings and priests when he gave us our Constitution, our Mayflower Compact. We don't have a titular priestcraft at the head of our nation. Jesus is our high priest. That was certified in Trinity versus USA in 1892, that this is a Christian nation. And as England has its archbishop and the China, its Buddhas and Dalai Lama and so forth, we don't have a material high priest. Rome has its pope. But this country has the Trinity over it, and Jesus is our high priest. So we are made kings and priests if we will get back to that old Bible. But you may be interested in another case that I was involved in, if you have time. This this, what I'm going to tell you, to me, is the nuts and bolts of what's wrong with this country as far as civil government goes. We are bribed out of our income tax, and it's sent up to Washington, around into those, into Congress, and then all those agencies, EPA, OSHA, Health and Human Services, BATF, they all will file for money out of your income tax, and then they will send it down to the various agencies. For example, the Health and Human Services in 1996, they dangled $260 million to the Tennessee Department of Safety. They did this to all states, but that's the amount that was dangled before Tennessee Department of Safety, that if they would put, they wouldn't get this money unless they put Social Security numbers on all licenses, hunt, fish, work, or drive. Well, I strongly resisted this because I had rescinded my number back in 1991 out of conviction. And that mandate that came down was under another Title 42, this time USC 666. And so I sued in Metro Courthouse against the Department of Safety. I went through every court. I started in the local court, and the judge, they wouldn't give me a driver's license. And so the judge was going, he said, go home and write an order. Of course, this is ridiculous. Of course you can have your license. Before I got back to the court with the order, Nashville had called, and you would have thought I would have threatened to kill the president. They said, under no means is this to be granted. So I found out through a series of litigation all the way over through Nashville Metro Courthouse, appeal, that right there is these mandates that attend the grants that come down like manna from Washington into the counties. That is the problem. And they make us hire who they say. This works like the mafia. And we're being bribed with our own money, whether it's the ACLU or whatever. And the way that you get elected, which I've run for office now 8 times, I'm going to run for governor this year, Lord willing, coming up in 2010 on an independent ticket. And currently, the only way that you can get elected, as I said, I've run 7 times for every various office all the way up to the United States Senate, is you have to promise to bring money into your county. And that's how the process works. And when it comes back into your county, of course, it doesn't go to you at all. It goes to certain contractors or builders or builders of burgers, I call it. It goes to certain certified people to build the city or the county. So these grants, with their attendant mandates, I have tried to find out who is so mean and evil as to write such conditions for the taxpayer. I have not been able to legally drive, and I know that this is persecution. And I'm not the only one. There are others across the state who have said, this is not right, I'm not going to do this. So I have not been able to drive legally for 13 years. And I have been very public with it, so I know it's not just something in my imagination. I have had open attacks from the Attorney General's office and so forth. And but I can tell you that during that period of time, I was impressed of the Lord to go to 91 Tennessee counties, one after another, and address their county commissions on their right to post the Ten Commandments. And 85 of the 95 counties adopted that resolution that they have a right to post the Ten Commandments.
Well, but did they actually post them, or did they just...
Oh, many did. 60 copies went up. The ACLU said in one newspaper release it was electrifying. And this was something that I carried out on my own. I did not, you know, it wasn't one of those tax-exempt organizations and all that. It's just something the Lord said, go. And I traveled for 6 years to county commissions, one after another, under the protections of Almighty God. And the response was so wonderful from those county commissioners. Your audience would be thrilled if they had been with me. Often, whole commissions would shout, I second this. It included a prayer. It said that we have a right to do what we want to do in our county, and we will defend our right to the utmost of our ability against all enemies, domestic and foreign. It's a wonderful resolution. And so Tennessee voted through their county commissions that they have a right to operate their counties under the 9th and 10th Amendment. That was highly successful. And I just want to give glory to God, and I've tried to get other people to do that in their state, but no one has, you know, so far done that. But I do believe it'd be pretty much the same everywhere. And I know in Tennessee it was done, and it was a wonderful move. So in running for governor, I have said one of the requirements in running for governor is that you can unify the people. Well, I can tell you, they are unified, all right. It's in my file cabinet right here, all those counties adopted this resolution.
Well, you have, because, you know, what you need to do is, of course, be able to get publicity. Have you got any backers who put some money up for me? Because, you know, money is the mother's milk of politics. And the other side has all the money. They have the media on their side, the television, the newspapers, because they all go along with the corrupt regime that's running your state today. Are you going to be able to get enough money? Are you going to be able to? Do you have a staff or people who can, you know, start sending out emails to start getting raising
we
money?
We are sending out emails and get. I'm not looking to money. I've asked people to send out emails to tell about my campaign. I've asked them to make a homemade yard sign and put in their front yard or at their business. I believe that it's time to stop this big flow of money electing people. I know Ross Perot, how much did he spend, and he didn't get elected. We need people to pray for our government to be restored. They need to quit their sin, look at the Ten Commandments and see what they're doing, and repent and ask the blood of Christ to cover them from their sin and get to work and get our country back. I love these tea parties. I had one here in our county. And one of the men who attended our tea party, his ancestor was the first one to throw the tea in the harbor. He's right here in Dayton, Tennessee. And I love what the Lord is doing with the tea parties. But I can tell you, now, on the Ten Commandment work, Nashville, Tennessean did carry this work front page with a picture of me and my car and the sign. And so I have had decent publicity now. On this ACLU lawsuit, it's been quiet as a mouse.
And the last thing they want is to know that people can actually defeat the ACLU. It's sort of like when they had the trial about who killed Martin Luther King. Totally blacked out when the jury decided the government was behind it. How could you conceal something like that? Why, we've got freedom of the press. You own the press. You got the freedom to censor whatever you want. We'll be right back with June. Give us a call, 1-800-259-5791.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $40. $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the 2-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-paid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and we have, of course, June Griffin as our guest. Right now we have Dale calling us from Oklahoma. Hi, Dale. How are you? Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, it's Bill.
Oh, Bill, okay. Go ahead, Bill.
I've really enjoyed this program, and I take my hat off to June. I've never heard anything in a long time that made my day like what she's had to say, and I'd like to commend her. She's a true Deborah. And I'd like for you to give your contact information. I'd like to talk to you further.
All right.
Because I believe you're being led of the Lord, and you get more results than 99 other people I've heard about. So would you please give that at least more than once so I can get it down?
Yes, sir. I'll be glad to. My telephone number is 423-775-0774. I don't screen my calls, and I'll be glad to talk with anybody. My email is JB21.
J what?
JB, as in boy, 21, at juno.com.
J-U-N-O?
Yes, sir. And my phone number again is 423-775-0774.
Okay, well, I certainly appreciate that, and I'll certainly have you on my prayer list, too, because I really like what you're doing.
Well, I know the Lord is going to save our country. The question is, how many people will be left?
Yeah, that's we got a real problem, but I appreciate the fact that you're on the front line there, June. Thanks for the call, Bill.
Dr. Stan?
Yeah.
I'd like to commend you for having June on.
Thank you.
Well, I'm just pleased, tickled that we were able to get her on short notice, and it's wonderful to know there are people out there who love America as much as you and I do, but she's an activist, and she's doing a lot of good. Anyway, God bless. Thanks so very much for calling, Bill.
I appreciate most of your programs.
Okay. Well, anyway, we've got somebody calling from Alabama. Who's calling from Alabama?
This is James Evans.
Hey, James, good to have you with us. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I listen to you every day. I've been listening to you for a long time. And the lady you have on there, she was talking about these county commissions. A lot of those things are controlled, especially in the South, by the Masonic Order. There's a Masonic Lodge in every little small town in the South.
Well, we got an awful lot of Masons, you know, who love America. They just don't understand Masonry. And
yeah,
so do
that's
we need
right.
To...
And in Tennessee, the Masonic Lodge is required to use the King James Bible, only in Tennessee and Florida. But I look at it more, this is going on nationally with this money grab from Washington on the income tax. I mean, every state, look at Nancy Pelosi, they drag in huge grants into their state. It's the grant that is the problem. It's revenue sharing. And if you'll remember back in the 60s, I was trying to think of this, the representative who really fought this revenue sharing, and Nelson, I believe, is his name. But that is the problem, is that they have learned to use our money against us, and it comes in and they build the towns with it. Whether, I mean, this works with schools, our city. It's every level, every state. And there were 14 states that did not take that money from the Department of Safety. I think Montana was one of them. And a lot of people left the states and went to Montana when they came down with that 42 U.S.C. 666 on the licenses.
Let me just tell you right now that there's a new piece of legislation called the PASS legislation, P-A-S-S, that's going to try to get around. They tell you, oh, we're going to do away with the driver's ID. Don't you believe it? They want everybody to have an ID card. They're actually working to bring these cards into India, where every one of those 1.2 billion people over there in India is going to have an ID card. They're working as fast as they can. Well, we got to work just a little faster to wake people up to the fact we're moving towards a world fascist society. It's not just here in the United States. They want to mark every home with a GPS indicator and every car with some sort of computer so that they can track that car and have an ID card for every American. They want this all throughout the world, and they're working awful hard. And James, at least we've got June there working in Tennessee. Hope you'll work there in Alabama or get some other people together and do the same thing. Sound the alarm.
I tell you what,
like
the
you
Lord
said,
is going to avenge Alabama, because the people of Alabama voted for those commandments. That's why they put Roy Moore in there. And that was the most traitorous act, to take that out against the vote of the people of Alabama. There's no telling what's going to come down there, but there will be a payday.
Well, I'm very familiar with that politics in Alabama, and I know how it works, and a lot of it is a scam like it is in every state.
Well,
I think
the Southern Poverty Law Center that was the chief in removing those commandments. And I know it broke the heart of the people of Alabama, but that's not finished yet.
Well, the guy that runs the Southern Poverty Law Center, his brother, sells all the ammunition to the state of Alabama.
Is that? Wow.
Hey, well, anyway, we're out of time. But June, thank you so very much. James, thank you so very much. And June, I want you to get back on our other programs. I'll give you a call off the air. If I don't call you, you call me, okay?
All right.
God bless you. You're doing
thank
a wonderful
you so
job.
Thank you for the time.
Well, my pleasure, really. It's been a wonderful program. I know listeners out all across America are thrilled to know you're doing what you're doing, because any one of them, if they really were committed, could begin to rely upon the Lord and begin getting some results.
That's right. And wouldn't you mind give out the phone number again? Maybe some people missed it, because I don't mind people calling.
Go ahead one more time.
423-775-0774.
God bless. Thanks
Thank
very
you.
Much.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Bye-bye. Well, I hope our listeners out there appreciate the program. And, of course, I hope you appreciate all the programs. Our first caller, Bill, said he enjoyed most of the programs. Yeah, I would hope he'd enjoy them all. But once in a while, we do get we do have one that even I don't very much like. But most of them, you know, we try to bring you the information. We try to talk to you about what's going on, the politics and finance and education and... But the real thing is that this is a spiritual battle. This being fought on a political and ideological and cultural and financial battlefield. But there really is a Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to help me get that book out. Anomalous publishers, Tom Horns, published this with a different cover, but they're getting it out. Somebody, Joseph Chambers with Paul Creek Church there, and he's going to put out 1,000 copies of it. And we need your help. We need your help, ladies and gentlemen, to get that book out, and you can buy it in bulk. You also need to get our Population Control Agenda monograph. I just reread that. It's the best thing out there. It points out there really are people who want to kill the entire population of the United States. So if you want, or if you would like to, actually get our book, get anything from us, just ask for a free copy of the monograph. Population Control Agenda Monograph, or you go up on the internet to radioliberty.com, that's radioliberty.com, and simply you can pull it down there for nothing and copy it and distribute it, or if you want to buy copies from us at a reduced cost, why, we'll get them off to you. But you need to help us get the word out. There really are people, evil and wicked people, led by David Rockefeller and George Soros and Ted Turner and Mr. Bloomberg and certainly the Oprah Winfrey and Warren Buffett and Bill Gates, who want to kill off the majority of the people in the world. They really believe in population control. That's why, of course, they're storing those seeds up above the Arctic Circle, all the natural seeds for food, so they'll have them there when they start all over again. When they start all over again. They're going to destroy our food. They're going to kill our people. Get the information. We got a great new 4-tape set on swine flu vaccine. You can order that. You can get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk on the forbidden secret, my talk on financial Armageddon. Get the syllabuses, go with that, that'll help you to understand. And you're welcome to copy anything that we have made and distribute it, as long as you're not doing it to make money. And then, of course, you need to get the Secret Mystery DVDs. Now, I can't tell you to duplicate those because they're put out by my good friend David Bay, but you need to get the Secret Mystery Trilogy, 3 very professional DVDs that go into the secret societies that have dominated America since its inception and put their emblem on the back of the dollar bill where you can see it every day. So our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Don't forget our all-day meeting on the 25th of October. If you can make it, give us a call. And then, of course, if you're in a position to help us financially, believe me, we are really having problems, and certainly we may have to just cut out our short wave. If you're on short wave, give us a call, and if you can help us, please do. We'll be back here in just a moment, right here at Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast. We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capital...